welcome to another episode, yet another episode of your favourite show and our favourite show, Frank and Open Discussion, the podcast for musicians and non-musicians alike. Here we've got Jeff and we've got Dean and we've got Ben. Someone else can say that.
I think you just did.
Okay. So this is a tumultuous day today as the new Frank and Fido single, Lost Words, has hit the airwaves. It's actually hit the radio stations.
More of a splat, really. Where's that cricket sound? That's the new Frank Fido single. Yeah.
I got to say that this is a new experience, this podcast, because we are able to see each other.
Yeah, we're all in the same room for the first time in eight months.
Well, also we're facing each other, so typically we'd be sitting side by side, awkwardly imagining what the other person looks like.
We lose that little bit of intimacy, don't we?
Well, and then that mystery.
Yes, it's like waking up in the morning. It's like, oh, okay.
And speaking of gnawing your own arm off.
Here's our latest single.
Lost Words. So what are we going to do? We're going to, like, play it.
I think we'll play it and provide some off-colour commentary.
So here it is, Lost Words by Frank and Fido.
Yay.
Hooray.
Lost words spoken in the dark. Memories of life we were living. Fade away, a moment gone too soon.
That was Lost Words. Now, gentlemen, let us cut it to pieces.
Yes, let's rip it to shreds.
Let's lift the lid.
Let's reveal the magic.
Let's pull back the curtain.
Let's open the kimono.
So the Lost Words originally came from what? A thing that was called Jeff Part 1 or Part 2?
Part 2.
Part 2.
Originally, it was from our third jam, the productive third jam.
The third jam, which went down in history almost as with the first jam. The first jam had a lot of stuff.
Yes, this is quite a few years ago now.
The third jam was gold, Jerry.
It was about 4 hours long, and I think towards the end, I just wandered up to the keyboard because I hadn't played the keyboards yet.
We could tell.
I still haven't learnt, and I was just mucking about with some chords. I said, hey, guys, how about this? I was imagining some Steve Hackett-y kind of ballady thing with a guitar solo over the top. So that sat around on the shelf for God knows how long, years.
It had been earmarked.
There was a demo that was done not that long after.
Yeah, we sort of pulled it out every now and again, gave it a good polish.
Yeah, I mean, look, I whipped out a simplified version.
Yeah.
I tried to simplify the chords and make them so the regular schmo could follow them. It was earmarked for great things. It was a great chord progression, great idea, great piece of music, great spark of brilliance, and we all knew that
spark of brilliance.
It was headed for great things.
I think you want to do a very operatic version at one point.
Yes, that's right. You don't hear that in the final version, but there was definitely a very wordy operatic build-up, which never happened.
I vetoed it.
Unfortunately, you did.
It wasn't being taken seriously enough, I thought. You weren't respecting my art.
It was sort of like when Axel kept September Rain from the rest of the band because they weren't ready for
anyway,
it.
Anyway, we're making this sound like it's more epic than it really is.
I should probably say November Rain. He wrote that a couple of months later.
Anyway, so
there was something wrong with what you were saying. I couldn't work out what.
I thought you were going to call it like the Frankenfido version of Chinese Democracy. This would never get finished and never come out. Anyway, but then the opportunity came to submit a song for Eurovision, a big cheesy ballad. Let's put it there.
And then, of course, SBS had the competition to submit Australian songs for Australia Decides Eurovision 2020. Yep.
So I had a certain vision for this tune, but in the end
it was a Eurovision.
Well, it wasn't originally a Eurovision, but in the end I relented and said, well, let's just make it as big and cheesy and corny as possible.
And that was when I came on board and said, Jeff, I can do that.
And Ben said, that's perfect fodder for a Cravening. Yes, I want to cheese it up.
Isn't that a Colour Me Bad song?
So we wrote some really cheesy lyrics and some really over-the-top arrangements.
Mm. Yeah, it was great.
We submitted it. We said, this is perfect for Eurovision. It's over the top. You can imagine Fabio or someone singing it and all the fireworks in the background and the choirs and things. And they said, no.
Well, did they even say no? Did they even listen to it?
Yeah, we've been blacklisted.
Well, funnily enough, of course, what happened to Eurovision 2020?
Yes, they were cursed because of this. Because they rejected us, there was no Eurovision 2020.
Does that mean we've still got a chance then?
We've got much of a chance as Donald Trump has of winning the election.
We've got another chance to humiliate ourselves.
It's not over yet, Povey.
Well, if they only count the legal votes.
Yeah. I would have won if it wasn't for those meddling voters.
That was a frantic weekend, that.
Yeah, we cobbled it together pretty quick.
Ken found some time between his busy schedule of playing in other bands and lawyering around. Neither
of which he's done for a very long time.
Well, whatever it is that he does, he found a time to slot us in and he came over here, I think it was the Sunday evening, about 6 p.m.
Before it was due, on the Monday.
He laid down the vocal, as you pretty much hear, one take.
This may be a little bit like how Roger Waters likes to take credit for stuff Dave Gilmore did, but I think the initial line I actually came up with.
Which one?
Lost words spoken in the dark.
Yeah, that was yours.
Yeah.
It could have been. There were two lines I pilfered from Povey.
Yeah.
I said, I like those. I'm using them. I embellished around it and expanded.
Well, what was the theme of the lyrics, Jeff?
Well, the original theme was a very gothic kind of romance of a ghost waiting for his wife to join him on the other side. And he's hanging around. Turn Out the Light, our original single, is also
it's also a gothic tale of
gothic tale of death and romance. So, yeah.
I was just reading some Bronte's. Yeah. Work.
Yeah.
Too much Wuthering Heights and
I'm a Renaissance man, really. Anyway, so it's about that.
Love so that. Look, maybe we play the song in its entirety at the beginning of the podcast and then we can dissect it afterwards.
Yeah, righto. Okay, let's do that.
Good. Well, let's just assume that we did that.
Let's assume that we did.
So, yeah, that's actually what we did.
So I, just listening to that then, So when it walks up, dun, dun, I thought it was like an... Did you take a note out there?
There was an extra chord or two in there, Ben.
I threw in the suspended stuff. And I look, the one thing I will take credit for here in is the...
I'm happy to share the blame.
I know. The bass line, you'll notice, probably particularly in the solo, but in parts of it, the bass line goes up either a semitone or a tone. It's a continual ascension of the bass line, not always matching the chord, but it implies the ascension of the backing harmonies. Is there? That's kind of...
Yeah. Is that like a key change then at the start then?
No, there are two key changes in the song. One is to make the guitar solo more dramatic than the rest of the song put together.
Typical guitarist.
So I put the dramatic key change in for the beginning of the solo. And then there's, of course, a dramatic key change at the end of the solo to get it back to the original key. So win-win for me.
So what's happening then when it goes a moment sung too soon or whatever, that bit there? There's definitely something happening there.
Let's just play it again so I get my memory back of this song.
Very simple suspended melody here, yeah. Oh, that one. I think that was Jeff's chord, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's all me.
Yeah, see, actually, I dumbed that down in the beginning of the verse because it was so good, it had to...
It's very surprising.
Yeah, it had to say, oi, I'm here.
It's like a Bowie chord. You know, like if you ever listened to a lot of Bowie, he liked the unexpected. Stuff would just come in and where you'd expect it to go here, it would go over here.
By dumbing it down, I enhanced Jeff's brilliance and put it on display for everybody.
I agree.
Comfortably numb strings.
This is the backing vocals.
There's some of that's me, some of that's him.
Fire. Desire.
Now, ready for the key change. So now we've modulated somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the chords seem new and fresh. But they're the same chord sequence.
Now, one thing that really disappointed me here is that I heard this before you put your guitar solo in, I think. I heard a rough mix.
Mm.
And there was these big gospel-y vocals coming up in the background.
Oh, yeah. They're still there.
Well, they're there, but they're much more buried now. And when I heard it the first time, they were really prominent. I thought, oh, this is going to sound epic. And then you put this guitar solo over the top and it's like, where did they go? Where did those gospel vocals go?
And then just, isn't there some like bells make it sound like Christmas music?
Oh, yeah, there's glockenspiel in there. That was another counter melody that everything happens
ding,
in the solo.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Ding.
But, well, I mean, I was envisioning Eurovision. I was thinking Eurovision with the big gospel choir singing in the background. But on this mix, which is great, but you just can't, you still you can't get hear a, it the way that I heard it the
You get
first
that
time.
At the end. You do get the gospel choir.
Yeah. It just seems to be buried a bit, but anyway.
Well, it is because, unfortunately, there's a limit to what can be.
When you're craving it up, everything gets pushed down.
Well, not everything can cut.
Shine. Yeah, not everything can cut through.
You've only got so much spectrum to play with.
Mm. And we fill everything. It right up. Back to the solo.
Better producer engineer would have done it, but.
Yeah. So who are you channeling there in that guitar solo?
Well, actually, what you'll hear is you'll hear that ascending counter melody coming up. This is the ascending thing.
Following the guitar solo.
It is in the solo, but it kind of matches the bass. And here's the extra modulate back. And we're back to where we were.
A little bit Brian May, that solo, actually.
Thank you.
I like the harmonies there.
This is Ken's shining moment coming up.
He's got that little gap. little pause. Oh, that little pause before it was forever. And here's the churchy bit.
Oh. Yeah, no. So that's obviously that forever, I just doubled him.
Yes.
I didn't get him to sing it twice because he sang it so perfectly the first time.
And did we had to get him to pause before he said forever, didn't he? I'll be waiting for you forever.
No, that was a cut.
It's very 80s ballad, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's almost like a Lionel Richie kind of.
Yeah, but we got so much enjoyment out of that line, out of that cut, that phrasing.
Phrasing. Are we seriously not doing phrasing anymore?
All right, now this is the build up. This is the Eurovision build up. When you call my name, church organ.
Oh, the big drums pounding. Are there strings in the background here?
Probably, but you can't hear it.
Right. This is where you wanted to end.
I wanted to end. Cold ending.
I'll
minor chord.
I'll be loving you.
That was the end because suddenly he's dead or she's dead. Someone died and that was it.
It was a tension-filled chord at the end too.
It was like a day in the life.
But
I didn't like it.
The test audiences didn't like it either.
The focus groups didn't like it, no.
That can't be it.
No, it has to have a fade out.
So Jeff played my ego and he said, probably needs a guitar solo.
Another guitar solo, fade out, yes.
Actually, look, in retrospect, I sort of wish I'd gone back in the middle and done a nylon acoustic solo. A quiet nylon solo. Maybe that's the album version.
Like in Streets of Your Town kind of thing.
Oh, no, a bit more like Richard Marx. That sort of thing.
Oh. Tell you what, I follow Richard Marx on Twitter and he is a real hoot.
And then we get back to this bit at the end. So we kept it.
So this feels like Slash. This is like Slash guitar solo.
This is very
solo.
November Rain kind of thing.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
It's a different solo recorded at a different time. Backing vocals are back in.
I don't think I wrote that I'll be loving only you.
No, that was Dean's.
Yeah.
We had to cheese it up more. I like this bit.
This is real wave your hands kind of thing.
Na 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 na.
Wave your hands in the air. Like you just don't care. Really needed an Eddie Van Halen kind of guitar solo there. Yes. Right, there's another topic, yeah.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the non-fated version.
Oh. I was just thinking, there's a point there where I don't think it kept going.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's a treat.
That's a treat for listeners.
We actually had to re-record some of Ken's vocals. Particular word, wasn't it?
It was almost the first word, but it sounded like the last word.
That's right, yes. The very first word. We got it to record again.
You took exception, Jeff Elgey, to Ken's pronunciation of the word lost.
Ken has this wonderful, he has this idiosyncrasy where he says ah instead of oh.
He sounds very posh.
Almost Boston-y, didn't he?
Almost.
Fire, desire, Boston, last.
Very,
yes.
Very lawyer-like, I find.
Yeah, very lawyerly. Ken Robinson Esquire. But anyway, these are my lyrics and they have to be sung the way that I envision them.
Well, they were Dean's lyrics too.
Lyrics are our children, man.
It was supposed to be lost words, but to my ear it was coming out as last words, which was fine, but it just changed the meaning of the whole song.
Ironically, we lost the last words by re-recording it.
And now the lost words are the last words.
So probably confused the listeners too because you couldn't tell if it was lost words or last words and both of them, I mean last words possibly makes more sense given the subject matter.
Well, also last words at the start of the song has a beautiful bookending irony. That I think we should change it back.
Yeah, let's get it back. Hey, Ken.
Stop changing the lyrics to my
songs. Get your phone. But yes, so
lost
then,
words spoken in the dark. The words are lost. You know,
wouldn't they be?
Because he keeps talking afterwards, so they can't be the last words.
But anyway,
whatever. Let's move on. We recorded that again.
No, you heard them, but they're lost. Like you're no longer there. You no longer recall. They're no longer spoken.
We're giving
ephemeral.
We know what you mean.
It's about
giving it an importance that it doesn't really earn. We're giving it respect that it hasn't earned yet.
You say that now, but in 30 years, people will be amazed.
Yes.
So
anyway, that's a big cheesy ballad.
I might have the Eurovision version.
Tell us
about
this being played on radio business. Which stations are playing it on radio?
Well, it just came out today.
Yep, today being the...
Today being Monday.
The 73% of... Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing on my watch.
Yeah, look, the Oz Effect on Tribe FM 91.1.
What state is that?
South Australia. And then we've got...
We're big in South Australia.
88.3 Southern FM.
Shout out to our friends at 88.3 FM.
Southern FM. Brighton, Victoria.
The southern part of Australia really digs Frankenfighter.
I stayed in Brighton. I should have used that to my advantage. I'm a little bit famous. You might have heard me on radio.
I think we had another self-imposed deadline to finish this song. And I said to myself, I don't need... Stinking Ken to come over to my house and record the vocal again. We can do this on a phone.
I think it was because you wanted some content for your Patreon to show how, even if you record it on your phone, you could engineer that and splice that bit into a song.
Yeah. How professional
and
he's going,
look at this shitty thing. And I just EQ it a bit and do a bit of this. Look at that. Sounds like beaut.
It was one word. It didn't justify booking the studio, getting the engineers in. The cost to the band.
The cocaine, the hookers.
In fact, forget the studio. So I says to Ken, let's go into a secure
room.
A meeting room.
It was literally the foyer of the office in which you work.
Yeah, we just recorded one word, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just say it, Ken. Say the word.
Say it. Say it.
And you did well in putting it back into the original mix. No one can tell.
Well, they can now that I've pointed it out. Loving only you, I'll be loving you. Loving only you, I'll be loving you.
Love it.
Well, it might be able to show the stab at the end. Not the final, but it was close to the Eurovision version.
Nah, that's just totally wrong for Eurovision. Well, it's good it fades out very quickly, but I think... Because that's what Eurovision wants, right?
It was under 3 minutes. Yeah. Well, again, what's interesting about that ending is it ends on the first chord of the guitar solo in the middle.
Ooh, aren't you clever?
Not many, yes. Clever clogs.
Do yourself a favour. Available in all good record stores everywhere.
There's a good video on YouTube. I like that video, especially the syncing up of the dancing at the end, the girl dancing around to the guitar solo. Anyway, Ken, love your work.
That was Lost Words.
On you, Ken.